you hear me?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is that tap, tap, tap of sound? No, I didn't have any music tonight, so I just went ahead and I just started the show because I didn't know if you were going to be able to call in.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm going to open up the chat room.
All right.
I'm still running behind. Let's see if anybody's there. I'm opening up the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and post it on Facebook now.
All right.
Anyways, how have you been? I haven't talked to you in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Where the hell have you been at? What happened? You first you were going out of town, and then I know it was a bunch of stuff going on with the airline.
The airline wouldn't honor my ticket. I was able to get on the 8 o'clock one, but then I had to play the hurry up and wait game with the people on the phone. And by the time I got my information to verify, you know, my buying the ticket, the ticket office closed. So I was stuck at home for the remainder of my vacation and at the job. Basically, my knee, even now, has swollen up to the size of a cantaloupe right now. So,
I don't even know.
Your knee has? Yeah, my knee, my right knee. So I just came back.
But did you ever call them and find out what was going on?
I was a little bit late because of traffic. I tried to get out there as soon as I could. I had to get the dog shot and put her in the boarding place before I could take my flight. And things went haywire from that point on.
But did you do what I told you to do as far as calling and getting a manager on the phone to get your money back or get somebody to get credit?
I went all up in the chain. I got the credit. The thing is, like, when I decide to use the ticket, they're going to take almost $200 in airline fees, so I'll have about $100-something to go towards the ticket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they end up giving you the credit, but it's just one thing after another then.
Yeah, they just basically gave me a reach around with no lotion, so that's all it was.
Yeah, that's crazy. Once again, Blog Talk Radio is on that mess. I hear this ticking, ticking sound. Is it just me or can you hear it too?
Oh, they're just testing their audio equipment to listen for keywords, so technical difficulties can happen.
All right, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But no, it's been like a crazy week for me, so I'm glad the week is almost, it's hump day. So I can't wait for it to be over. I was going to make some videos last night, and I went to my mom's house. So I go to her house because the boys want to spend the night over there.
Right.
Some of my mom's bed. And I'm getting ready to edit some videos I had recorded. Last that I remember, I was editing, and then I woke up at like 4 in the morning. My alarm was going off for me to get ready to go to work. I was knocked out in her bed with the MacBook. I was asleep. I got up, and I had to drive back to my house because I just went over there, you know, just to go chill. And I said, I'm going to just go to her room and just edit. So I'm like in a bed, knocked out sleep. I got up at 4 in the morning, drove home, jumped in the shower, got dressed, and then went to work from here. I'm like, I'm doing too much.
Yeah, you need to slow down.
20 minutes later, I was out. I know. It's like between work and YouTube and everything else, you know, keeps you really, really busy. And then what was so crazy is just like, you know, the Paula Deen video, because he was asking me, they're like, okay, well, what happened to the video? I have to take it down. All the racist people came on there, and they were wilding out. I'm like, is it that serious? Like, they're saying that it's not right for people to call Paula Deen out on being racist, and they're saying, you know, she's not racist, and maybe she's not racist. Maybe it's just something that she slipped up and said. But how does that negate you calling me the N-word every other sentence? I mean, people come on there like, you stupid nigga, and da-da-da-da. And I was just like, really? But you're trying to defend by calling me the N-word 24/7. I mean, it was just like a bunch of like just white racists, white nationalists. They were just coming out and they just wilding out. So I was just like, whatever. I just went ahead and just took it down. I said, this is
you shouldn't take it down.
It shouldn't be that serious.
No, you shouldn't take it down because, again, you get a snapshot exactly how these internet Aryans and, you know, these software skinheads are showing out online, especially on video games and everything like that, they were getting upset because they're exposed. I mean, like, again, like, some people believe that saying the N-word, it belongs to an elite club. It's not special. We glorify it, but then we make it taboo.
Exactly. And like I said in the video, nobody's tripping off of Paula Deen saying that word. It's not, I still have to get up and go to work. Like, it's not making or breaking me, like, you know what I'm saying, between black folks constantly using the damn word and the white folks thinking they can use the word and used to use the word. It's not, it doesn't have the same meaning. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the point. It's like people just, you know, it just shows how ignorant people are. Like, you want to defend something, but then you're sitting here using racist terms, you know, to defend that same nonsense. You know, which is what I always find crazy. You know, if you want to go in defense of something, make a logical point.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's no logical point to it. It's about as stupid as when the NAACP had a glass coffin and did a march and buried the word and, like, really just paying attention to it. So, I mean, like, racism, actually prejudice is a learned behavior. And it only gets reinforced by more ignorance and more information, misinformation. So it all starts at home. Because you can teach all the tactics about how to relate to other people aside from superficial boundaries like color, gender, and all that extra stuff. But if, as a parent, if they get comfortable saying certain things in front of you, you're going to think, okay, if mommy and daddy think it's cool or my friends think it's cool, then I can do it.
Right. You know, I mean, do you ever think that there's going to be a time? I guess for me, I hate the whole kumbaya. You know, like, and I noticed that it comes from, like, a lot of people, you know, I'm not going to lie, it comes from a lot of white people, like, this whole kumbaya, and I don't see color, and black people all got to bring up racism, and it's always about color with you people. And it's like, no, it's not always about color, but you still have to acknowledge that there's just some privileges that you get just based on how you look. You know, that's just human nature. Where somebody, if you're walking down the street and you're walking down the street with your white homeboy, it's you and a white dude, they're going to typecast you first before they typecast him. When you walk past, they're going to feel some type of way, nervous. He might rob me. He might do something to me. But they're not going to think that same thing of that white boy. And that white boy might be the stick-up kid. You know, so it's like people do think in race. They just do. And I hate that kumbaya shit when people are like, you know, it's always race with you. And, you know, you guys are always talking about race and I don't see race. Well, that's fine. You know, that's good that you don't. And I try not to see race either, but I'm not going to negate the fact, that racism is still alive. And certain things happen to people based on race, you know, regardless of the situation. Even if you take the whole Trayvon Martin situation, you know, and that's playing out right now in the courtroom. Hey, everybody in the chat room, people are starting to come in. And I'm sorry, we just kind of booked this show at the very last minute. So thanks for you guys coming at the last minute. I appreciate it. It's been a really crazy week for me and Ronan. We're just now talking. We ain't talking about a week.
he said
he was going out of town. I done got damn near flooded out. It's just the weather's been up here crazy, so... And then my AC don't work, so it's hot as hell in my house.
Oh,
it's just one thing after another. And then, you know, I got to move in 2 weeks. So
if
it ain't one
thing,
it's another. Yeah, so I've been going to go look at houses, too, so.
Oh, well, AT, you need to do what I do. I went straight to Walmart, bought me a box fan, and I sleep right next to that thing.
Baby, I got one. I got one downstairs. The boys that took that over, we got that because, you know, my house is 3 levels. So they got a big old box fan down in the patio on the second floor, so it keeps the second floor in their room cool. I'm on the third floor, so all the heat is rising up here. I got a little standalone fan right in front of my bed. And that's why in those last videos I put up, people were like, what's that noise in the background? That was my fan because the AC went out. And they feel like they don't want to fix the AC because they're like, well, you're getting ready to move anyway, so why can't you fix the AC? How's that okay? And it's 90 degrees in my house, and it's been broke for the past 2 weeks, and they're taking
that's
their
health
time, so I just...
But that's a health hazard, too, though. That's a health hazard.
Thank you. I'm like, you're supposed to be sitting here just, you know, drinking ice water 24-7 because y'all don't feel like fixing the AC. And that's probably the reason why I'm moving too, because it seems like anytime something comes up, anytime it's time to fix something, they're slow, they have an attitude, they don't want to fix it. But yeah, like I told you, they have no problem taking the money out of my account before the first. They take that money out at the end of the month, not even the first. So if I y'all get paid, it's automatically taken out of my account, but once something goes wrong, it's the issue to get it fixed. So right now I'm looking at this three-bedroom townhome with a basement, and it's brand new. It was just built in, like, 2009. Everything is really nice. It's, like, 1,900 square feet. So it's more money than what I'm paying here, but it's more space, and I'll be able to set up my studio in the basement area so that way I can make, you know, better YouTube videos. I'll be able to, you know, shoot from more space because my loft, you know, is only but so big. So I have more space to shoot and more angles to work with. So I'm kind of excited, but I'm, you know, it's a lot. I've been in my house now like 2.5 years. So I'm going to miss it. I mean, I love it. You know, I love the fact that it's three levels, but I have to, I've outgrown it. And like I said, they don't fix what they need to fix, and it's just, it's getting on my last nerve. So
it's more of a hassle.
It's just, it's like hot. Yeah, it is. Because, I mean, the rent I'm paying here, and then remember I thought they raised my rent. So that was my thing. I'm like, okay, y'all don't fix shit. I got to hound y'all and send y'all emails and stay on top of y'all to fix the littlest things, but y'all got the audacity to raise my rent $100. So it's like they want me to pay $13. I'm like, I'm not paying that much for a two-bedroom condo. I'm not doing that. So, I mean, if I can go get a three-bedroom with a basement and pay a few hundred dollars more, that's just what I'm going to do. So I just told them, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, you shouldn't pay top dollar for inconvenience.
Right. So I'm talking about your crystal phone is going off. Yeah, we don't know who's ticking sound is. If it keeps doing it, we'll hang up and we'll call back, and I think it just stopped.
No, it's not my phone. I got a brand new phone.
Oh, you got another phone?
Yeah, I got another phone. That other one had it. It was acting up. I tried to send you a text message. It starts typing on its own. Some weird stuff, so I had to cut that off.
No, it's Blog Talk Radio. That's all that is.
How y'all doing?
That's exactly what that is. Anybody in the chat room talking? Talking about that creature phone. But no, oh, they got Trayvon Martin's friend on the stand now on H&L News. So everybody's talking about it, and this trial's going to definitely be a big case. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, what's up, Ashley?
So I'll be looking at her little Instagram picture. She'd be cracking me up. Oh, yeah, I'm nosy. I be on everybody's Instagram. I know what a lot of y'all look like. I do. People be shouting like, oh, my God, you said something to me on Instagram. Girl, bye, I'm at work. Nosy going through everybody's little pictures and stuff, giving little likes, leaving little comments and stuff. A lot of my subscribers are very pretty. My y'all some pretty
That's
girls.
What's up?
And I don't got no ugly subscribers. And the guys are
no
fine. Whoop, whoop.
Well, I'll take your word on that one.
I got some cuties that follow me.
Oh.
Everybody be done up, got their makeup on, their hair be done. I'm like, okay, we see you, boo. So they're in a new outfit. They taking pictures and stuff. I said, they really be like, showing out. And everything. That's like, dang, y'all too far for me.
Yeah,
they find on Instagram. I might post a picture every now and then. Ashley posts something almost every day. There's another girl on there I follow, and I.
What's that? Oh, Blog Talk. Don't do this again. T, hey, where you at? All right, y'all. Let me try this real quick.
Okay, I'm back. I think Ronan's calling me on the other line. Hold on. Oh, okay, cool.
Good now. Good
now. Okay, we on the show? Can anybody hear us? So you call Blog Talk on your line?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to ask if they can hear us. Yep, Block Talk is still wilding out. It don't matter how many emails I send them, they don't fix nothing either. Okay, good. Sean said they can hear us. Okay, good. Ronan called Block Talk Radio on three-way, so we'll see if it works better this way. And now that Tick and Sean ain't really there, so I don't know. I think maybe something like if you from calm the host line, because it seems like that's when that Tick and Sean goes off.
Seems like it. Not sure what Block Talk is doing nowadays, but we haven't said any keywords yet, so...
It's falling off so much. Like, back when we first used to come out here back in, what, 2009, it was never like this.
Right.
You didn't have to pay for nothing. It was cool. What, no, I mean, I've never seen it have this many technical issues. I'll probably start doing, what's that called, Ustream or some other form once
right.
I move and get everything set up, whatever. But I want to know, like, can you Ustream with other people? Like, can it be with, like, me and you or both, like, almost like a Skype session? I think that would be cool to do something like that.
I have to investigate that one. That would be cool. Something to see, let me see something like that. That's worth looking into. You know,
yeah, we'll look into it so that way we can find some other avenues to be able to talk to people. Because Blog Talk Radio, what y'all don't realize is this isn't free. It's not like YouTube. I'm paying for this. So every month they're taking $40 on my account, and it's like I can't even enjoy it and use it how I need to use it. Like, we've been trying to do this giveaway for that Coach bag for the past few weeks, but it's like we're so scared to do it over Block Talk Radio because we don't know if the phone going to hang up, if y'all going to hear the question. It's like if it's not one thing, it's another. Yes, Ashley, $40 a week. She said, what the hell? I mean, not a week, excuse me, a month, $40 a month. So, yeah, this isn't free. This is coming out of my pocket. And that's what frustrates me. Like, I could see if it was a free site, then, you know, I could be like, well, I really can't complain. No, I'm paying for this. And when I email them and I'm like, yo, this keeps hanging up on us. This is messing up our interviews. We're having issues with y'all's site. They tell us it's our fault. Oh, well, it's something y'all's not doing. Oh, well, maybe it's your phone. Come on now. How's it always our fault? We've been going through these issues ever since October. It's been one thing after another. I got people who want to come on and share their story, people who want to get interviewed, but it's like I don't want to put anybody on and have to go through what we went through with the Pop-Tart Mom, with Leticia, because that was just too much. I had to reschedule a whole other show in the middle of a show. So I'm to the point now where I feel like I'm paying way too much and I'm not getting no type of service. You know, it's always one thing after another, so I'm probably not going to do Blog Talk anymore. We're going to find another avenue. So... if y'all know any other avenues, please let me know. Hit me up on Facebook because we're trying to find something where me and Ronan can still do it together and
right.
still interact with everyone. So, like, if it's where we can both do, like, a Skype session with people or even, I know that, you know, Blog TV is one option, but that's only, I think we'd have to be, like, in the same place to do Blog TV. But I don't know if they do something, like, via Skype. So something we're going to have to figure out. But, yeah, I pay too much money to this site. They've been getting money off of me for the past, what, we've been out here now 8 months. And, oh, Blog TV's gone. I think they changed the name, Ashley, because they sent me an email talking about they were changing it to a whole other thing. I had to upgrade my site because I had a Blog TV site, but I just never went on there. I just created an account, but I never made any videos on Blog TV.
Hmm.
But we're going to figure something out because Blog Talk Radio can't get no more of my money. So it's just too much of an inconvenience. And like I said, I want to do the Coach bag giveaway. But now imagine if I was asking y'all a question and the phone just hung up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, it's just, it's too much. And I don't want it to be where it's like, well, what's going on? And I won and I, you know, so we're just trying to figure out a way to give this prize. I'm probably going to have to end up just doing it through Facebook, maybe just asking some questions and then just having everybody just log in to Facebook and post, their answers that way because it's not going to work on Blog Talk. It's too many technical issues. It is very frustrating.
It is. Even for the simplest stuff, I mean, you figure if you're going to pay your money, you're going to get your money's worth. But when you start having technical difficulties, getting cut off, hearing the random popcorn noises, can't log on to your show, your chat room goes to shit. I mean, the customer service is terrible. What can you
right.
do?
Right. Oh, and yeah, they take my money out every month. Oh, on whatever day that is, I be seeing right on my bank account statement, Blog Talk Radio. I'm like, they don't waste no damn time taking the little money out. But when I email them, they take a week or two to respond back. always has some type of excuse, will never give me a phone number. I can't never talk to a human being. I got to type everything up. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So I'm just to the point now where I think this will probably be, maybe not this one, but maybe next week will be our last show or something. But I'm trying to do it because I feel like if I pay $40, no, I think this might be the last show. Because I have to pay, if I pay $40, they take it automatically. So if I pay $40, we don't have to do more shows in July. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and cancel my account after tonight because it's just too much. And then what we'll do, I'll do the Coach Bag giveaway via YouTube and Facebook. And then when we do the gift card giveaway, we'll just find another site. We'll just be looking for another site to host our information on.
It works.
Because, it's too much, especially for, you know, what I'm paying. And I'm not getting a quality service. I'm the type of person, if I'm spending my money, I expect quality service. You know, I understand there's going to be technical issues, things are going to arise, but come on, son, every show is something? Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
It gets old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with it. I mean, sometimes change is necessary.
Right. But I appreciate everybody who's been with us, you know, from day one and who supported, you know, everything. We're just going to find another platform. You know, we'll still do what we do. We'll just find another avenue, you know, where it's not as much issues and stuff. And I think once I move and I get settled in, it'll just be easier to just kind of, you know, have everything laid out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited. And the cool part about where I'm moving, there's like a pool and there's a gym and there's all types of stuff in the community, which is nice. So I'm going to cancel my gym membership. I better use a treadmill around the corner from my house. I ain't got to waste no gas. I'm like, that's what's up. I ain't got to drive to the gym. I can just walk to the little, they have a community center in the townhome community. So I'm like, it's nice. It's something decent. So I don't know, I'm excited, I guess. I just ain't moving, though. I got to pack up everything.
Oh, hey. Just get ready for the new changes. Because, yeah, when you're tired, I mean, like, just for on and offline, something has to give. So, especially when you find a place to stay, we'll find a new place to broadcast. And actually, this might be the necessary step that's needed to reach a broader audience. Really?
Right, to take it to the next level. And that's what I want to do. You know, I want to take my videos to the next level. I want to be able, I want to get to the point where it looks like, and this is what frustrates me with a lot of people in the black community, you know, is they don't understand commentary. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I see a lot of, like, the white folks on YouTube, like, What the Fuck and Sexy Phil, and even, like, some of the ones that just do, like, you know, just like just commentary and just, you know, celebrity block gossip.
Right.
And they say their little opinion that, you know, oh, Miley did this and, you know, onto other news, Lindsay Lohan did this. And people understand that that's just what it is. It's just commentary. But when I do it, motherfuckers invite me emails. People want to know am I losing sleep? Why do I care? Why would I lose sleep over any of this? This is just commentary. Why when a dude does it, it's just do you think Sexy Phil is up stressing behind Trayvon Martin or whatever he's talking about for today? It's just your opinion on the story. But I don't understand when it comes to our people. I mean, like, and I hate when people try and get, like, super conscious. You know, like, this motherfucker wrote a whole long-ass essay on my Paula Deen video. And she was like, first of all, black people, y'all sit here and waste too much time gossiping. And is Paula Deen calling you a nigga? Is that giving more jobs to the black community? Is that doing this? Is that... Man, why are you getting so hyped? And see, the thing is, when you ask people stupid questions like that, it can be reversed on you. So when you're telling me, well, why are you losing sleep over this? Why do you care? The same can be said about you. Bitch, why are you coming to my video? Why are you, you know, watching the video? Why are you wasting your time commenting if you don't care?
Well,
why are you out here marching down the street trying to get black men jobs? Why are you coming to my video preaching? You feel me?
Well, let's think about it, geez. Like, again, like you said, like, when Sexy Phil or anyone else a preference says something, you got people who listen with little to no protest. But because it's not just you, but how you say it, like, brutally honest, you don't put any chasers to it, now people have a problem because a lot of times you help people analyze the situation and a lot of times analyze themselves, which is the last thing certain people want to do. you get them little retards that send you four-page letters of, you know, discontent. When you're like, when your response is really like, okay, I'm not losing any sleep, that pisses them off. So they figure if they can tell you off, they can shut you down when really it doesn't do shit, but really empower you to do something else or change it. I mean, get people to look at it at a different angle. You're just trying to inform people, but again, like, I don't see you going out here attacking people for no reason, but you got some people who figure they can bully people online or just say something to be saying something when they're really saying nothing.
Right. And that's the funniest part. Like, the one girl, I had to go off. I had about, like, 60 likes to my comment on her. She was hot about the video I did about Chad Otto Sink on Evelyn. And she's like, oh, why are you losing sleep? Why are you worried about them? Why? And I'm like, damn, you asked a lot of questions, bitch, for a mother who just watched my video, commented, and then wrote a book. Do you realize every question that you ask to me can be flipped around on you? Why are you worried about this shit? Why are you losing sleep? Why are you commenting if you don't give a shit? You know, that's the stuff I don't understand. It's like, I've never gone on a Sexy Phil video, a Kevin Kraft video. I've never gone on a video with dudes who do commentary and seen anybody ask them why are they losing sleep. How come they're not marching for the black community? Why are they not finding jobs? What? This is commentary. Like, how come other people of color, I mean, you know what I'm saying, other races can realize it's just commentary. It's just, you know, it's just celebrity gossip or it's just, you know, the latest news story. And they take it as a news story and they keep it pushing. But not our people.
No.
I mean, they want to get all, you know, super conscious. And I just be like, I'm going to need you to get your life. It is not that serious. It's just commentary. That's what YouTube is about. It's about talking and having a discussion. Nobody is losing sleep over any of these stories. You know, I think the only story that I can say really bother me that I might lose sleep over is kids who get hurt. You know, the kids who get molested and the kids who get, you know, who end up dead because their mothers are idiots or, you know, their fathers are, you know, losers. You know, stuff like that bothers me just because I'm a sensitive person, especially when it comes to kids. But when you're talking about some stupid shit like Evelyn Lozado getting headbutted, bitch, ain't nobody losing no sleep off of her. That's her issue that she got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, and it's like, it's only, people only complain when it's something that they like. When it's something that doesn't concern them, then it's cool. So you was cool when I did the video on Lil Wayne. You didn't mind that. You wasn't telling me to go on March when I was talking about Lil Wayne. But now that you're a fan of Evelyn, now you have an issue with this video. Don't pick and choose commentary you like. Either you spit the fact that I do commentary or you keep a push.
Well, that's what I was saying.
My kid.
That's what I was saying, and I agree with that. It's this selective empathy or to where certain things you talk about, yeah, you know, everyone's on the bandwagon and everything, but then when you talk about something that hits close to home, now there's a problem. And, again, like I said, when it comes to like, freelance journalism, like trying to educate people or get people to talk about the elephants in the room, always notice the hyenas that's going to come out the bushes, regardless of what you do. They always got something to cackle about and bitch complain about. They're pissing and moaning about you saying something significant, you know, to what you pay attention to. You know, the whole thing about Paula Deen showing out and, you know, saying the word nigga, like, okay, this ain't the first time she's done this. And the thing is, you look at the broader picture, the company knew that she has said this or, because again, like, you know, you see the person off air. So, this was like a snapshot of who she really was. I mean, old habits die hard. So what they did, you know, in firing her, well, actually, sorry, putting her on vacation, was to save their money. It was all about money. It wasn't anything about moral or, you know, concern about people of color. It was about money. Because, again, she'll be on Fox, Fox News. She'll be on some show sooner or later. And, again, people are going to wash that over. Because, again, if you want to think about history, go back and look see what Don is. We call the chicks on Stanford, the nappy head hoes. That dude still has a radio show, and ain't nobody say shit about that. So, again, this is just a phase.
Right. And, you know, and I didn't even really agree with them letting her go. It wasn't that serious to me because, like I said in my video, I don't care. I don't care about her saying the N-word because I done been called that N-word. So I can't sit here and trip off this old lady. It's just simply commentary. Am I shocked that she said it? Hell no. Nah. She's an older woman in her 60s and she was raised in the South. Oh, then I got people. Oh, you're judging all Southern people. You're judging all Southern whites. I lived down south for 10 years. I would never judge nobody Southern. I take everybody as they come. Mm. But let's keep it 100. Most of racism comes from the south. Don't act brand new because you want YouTube. You know, don't get offended when it's convenient for you. Now you're offended because you're Southern. Fuck out of here. You can't pick when you want to be offended. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part that just is irritating. And let me just read some of the comments in the chat room because they're in here cracking me up. Josh is saying, keep doing what you're doing. I don't always agree, but you speak the truth. And I love that. You're never supposed to agree with anybody 100% of the time. That's what I tell people all the time. You should never watch every video from anybody and just always agree. You're going to find some things that you don't agree with me on, and I find stuff that I don't agree with other people on. And that's like me and Ronan go back and forth all the time over the phone. Like, I know I see it this way, and he sees certain, that's human nature. You're not always going to be agreeable, but I respect people's, you know what I'm saying, right to their opinion. And, you know, even if I don't agree with somebody, if I watch a video and I don't agree with anything that person says, I'm not going to flag them. I'm not going to send them no long, wordy email. I'm not going to write them a comment in the comment section talking about, why do you care? Why are you losing sleep? No, because it's commentary. It's their opinion. Either I agree and I give them a thumbs up or I keep it moving. I rarely, if ever, even give people thumbs downs on their videos because I know how it is to shoot your video, put time into editing, uploading, then sit there and hoping that people can understand what the hell you try to get across. So I understand how hard it is to be able to, you know, to do what we do on YouTube. People don't realize it. It's easy from the outside looking in and saying, oh, it's easy. She's just up there running her mouth and da-da-da-da. But you don't realize that 5-minute video that you're watching, it took me about 2 to 3 hours that I could have spent with my kids, that took time away from them to edit and upload. So don't assume anything off of this 5-minute video because that was a lot of time I put into that. You know, and I try and make the videos, you know, with clips and stuff and, you know, give it that visual format. So it's not just me just throwing up a video. But, you know, again, you're never supposed to be with anybody. And I respect that. I love when I have subscribers saying, girl, you know you're my girl, but I don't agree with what you said about Rihanna. I think Rihanna's a chicken head. Girl, we still homies. It's all good. I still fuck with you because I've been respectful on my channel. Even if we disagree, you're respectful about it. But if you come at me talking about some F you, this Rihanna Navy, you ugly and blocked. You and Rihanna Navy go sink in the ocean somewhere. You know, it's a way that you disagree with people. Like, why you got to cuss me out and go in on my list because I said that I don't think Rihanna can sing? But yet and still, this girl can get on Twitter and cuss everybody in her Navy out. She be going off on them. Be calling them all types of bitches, blocking them, cussing them out. They're like abused children. They just keep coming back for more. But if I say she can't sing, she get cussed out. You know, so it's funny to me. But whatchamacallit, Ashley is saying, Ashley said that somebody followed her for my video.
Wow.
She said she wrote a comment on my Gucci Man video about Gucci Man talking to the kids at the school, and one of Gucci Man's fans followed her to her page and cussed her out.
Wow.
And you know what? People do that. People will get into it on my videos. If I see somebody going in on one of my subs, and I'm talking about my subs that I know, they watch every video, they comment, they, you know, they interact with me and other people on the channel. And if I see somebody that I don't know and you're sitting here messing with my subs, you're blocked. Matter of fact, if y'all go on my one video, the one I did about the Mexican boy, the one that sang the national anthem, the mariachi kid, I don't even know why they were mad at this girl, and I forget her name, but you can see all the comments. She had wrote something about, her comment made sense. I don't understand why everybody thumbs her down, but, you know, people just like to thumb people down. And she was basically saying that, you know, racism was wrong and they had no business seeing the little boy like that. So I guess people started thumbsing her down for some reason. Then she starts getting cussed out by these trolls. They're just going in on her. And then they don't follow her to her video and then came back to my video and was still cussing her out. And then she came back and was like, you better stop, you know, trolling me. And, you know, they was going back and forth. So I went in there and I was like, I don't know. And I responded to her. I said, I don't know why they're cussing you out. I don't see nothing wrong with your comment. I said, but don't worry about it because they're blocked. Like, I don't play that. I'm not going to have nobody sit here and stalk and troll and disrespect my subscribers. I don't do that on my channel, especially when it's people who I know support me, you know, people who enjoy what I do. So if I see somebody messing somebody off of because they have an opinion that differs from your opinion, and you feel like you can just keep, you know, it's one thing to disagree and have an argument or go back and forth, but they was trolling her, they were sending her emails, they were doing all types of extra stuff, so I went ahead and blocked them so that way they couldn't have a access to her for my videos. You know, it's like people just take stuff so personal. It's like this is just YouTube. It's supposed to be fun, but people have turned it into something really ugly for no reason.
Just showing their true nature.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, like when we talk about things like, I like things in black and white. I hate gray area. I look at facts. If you are sitting there, right, again, writing that four-page letter, I notice, okay, you took the time to look at the video, you know, and comment on, I mean, trying to pick and piece your little bullshit research and put it in your own words through emotion and everything, and for what? You spent, you know, I guess you wasted your time trying to get my attention only to get what you didn't want. So, again, it takes some matter of ovarian or testicular fortitude to see things the way they are, present them to the people, and welcome all different angles, I mean, to get discussions going. But a lot of these people, they don't present anything positive. They just want to talk shit and then keep it moving. They like drama for some retreat.
Right.
Like, you know, they're the drama junkies.
That's what VH1 actually was saying in the chat room. Hey, VH1. Hey, Jamal. They just got in here. Jamal's late. He's on CP time. What up, Jamal? He's on that Brooklyn time. Jamal be on that Brooklyn bullshit. He was like, I'm sorry. I was like, he was like, I'm sorry I'm late. We're used to it, boo. But VH1 actually said that a lot of people just like to troll for no reason, and he's so right. You know, he gets trolls on his blog, and he's a blogger. He don't even make videos. And I know sometimes he'll post videos for VH1 on his YouTube page, and people will come on there and go off. And it's like, it's just a video clip. Why are you so upset? If you don't like something, keep it moving. I would never understand people waste energy, like, go off on a video. You know, and it's like, if you want to see, like, these comments on the Paula Deen video, you know, I just took the shit down because it was just to the point where, okay, I try to, what I initially try to do was, what is that when you, and I rarely ever do it, where you censor comments, where you only allow certain comments before approval. So I put a thing on there to only approve certain comments. But, I mean, Paula Deen's people, you know, she must have did some type of southern call, because they came running in droves. How dare you go out on Paula Deen? And, I mean, every other comment after my subscribers watch the video and like the video, I'm talking about the damn Paula Deen fans. They came in deep. They done dumbed down the video. It got to where it was half and half. It was like at like 400 likes. Then it was like up to like 200 dislikes. And you could tell it was the same people disliking the video over and over. Then they started flagging the video. And then it was getting like one of those community guidelines. But, you know, if you have the 18 plus, you know, they're trying to get it under like hate speech. I didn't diss this woman. I didn't call her out her name. I didn't call her any racial epithets. But they're saying that I was being racist towards her because I was making fun of white Southerners.
Hold on.
That's
what
they kept saying in the comment section.
I got to throw the red flag on here again. Racism is allowing – you have to have the power to promote your prejudice. It requires support to be racist. Like, again, you don't see black folks rejecting people for loans or enforcing gentrification or doing the whole thing about racial profiling. You don't see that. So, again, I can be as prejudiced as I want to, but I can't have any backup to support that or to change your life because of it. Black people can't be racist. They can be prejudiced as hell, but they can't be racist. They don't have the power to do that. They just don't.
Right. Oh, yeah, they was upset. Oh, they was mad. And then they was mad about the tweets and, y'all want to laugh about the, because it was the one with the picture of her where it says whites only rice, and this says the South will rice again.
Wow.
And they were mad. They were quoting that. And it was just, you know, it was just really, really ignorant. I was trying to just kind of keep it clean because it's supposed to be just a regular funny video, maybe talking about the tweets. But, oh, them damn bootleg-ass KKK skin members. they were gone a little. They were just gone so hard, and they were just so upset, and, you know, and it was just a bunch of nonsense. I was like, this is insane. And then plus the fact that they were responding to other people, you know, anybody who said anything about Paula Deen and they didn't agree with what she said, you know, they were all types of N-words, and, you know, it just ended up being like a huge race debate. And I don't want that on my channel, because I have white subscribers who support me. I have black subscribers. So I'm not trying to have a whole race debate, you know what I'm saying, on this. So I was just like, this is just too much. There was just too much of the N-word being thrown around, you know, just too much stupid, you know, this, and I was just tired of it. I was just tired of it. It was just too much. So I just went ahead and just took it down. I said, it's not that serious. I just took it down. You know, like I said, they were continuously thumbs down in the video. They were continuously trying to get it flagged. I don't need no more strikes on my account. So I was like, obviously, you know, you can't say anything about certain people without other people feeling some type of way about it. But I bet you if it's a black person who messes up, oh, you know, kudos. Put them on blast. You know, and it's like, I feel like you should be able to talk about anybody regardless of their race. I talk about black folks who mess up. I talk about Latinos who mess up. And I'm going to talk about white folks who mess up. Why do we always have to keep it to the black community? But you not understand it. It's cool when people going on black people. When it's black folks fucking up, when it's black women going up, everybody's cool with that. You know what I'm saying? But these same people who constantly put black women on blast and black people on blast, they won't do no stories of no white people messing up and, you know, molesting their kids or doing stuff to their kids. My thing is, if you're going to do commentary, and especially if you're going to talk about, like, messed up or crazy news, you need to show a broad spectrum. Because it's not just black people out here committing crimes. It's not just black people out here doing messed up stuff. It's all people. And that's one thing you can't say about my channel. I don't just pick on one. I don't just sit there and do messed up news on just white people or just Latinos or just, well, I don't never get no Asian people. Y'all send me some news about crazy Asians because I ain't ran across none. But black people, you know, so it's like you're going to get a whole gambit. And if I can go in on Lil Wayne for stomping on the flag, and I didn't care about him stomping on the flag like I said in the video, my whole thing is, why are you so angry? You're rich. So what did America with 3Ks do to you? If anything, a regular black man like you or Sean or Gene Stewart or, you know, people in the chat room, they should be upset. You know, I get emails all the time from, like, you know, black men out here looking for jobs, looking for work, and tell me that my videos really help them through and, you know, and they appreciate the work that I do, and that means a lot to me. But this man been rich since he was 19 years old, and you sitting here mad and you upset at America. America done treated you really well.
Right.
You're not hurting for nothing, and neither are your kids. So why are you so upset? So now when I call Lil Wayne out on his shit, where was the KKK members then? Oh, they was cool with it then when I called out Lil Wayne, but as soon as I say something about Paula Deen, then all of a sudden I'm all types of N-words. And that's the shit I don't like. I don't like that, you know, when you're only mad at certain videos, but then other videos you're cool with. If you're cool with commentary, be cool with commentary. Don't pick and choose. We don't have to agree, but don't attack me because you're a fan of Paula Deen and I'm not. I'm not a fan of Lil Wayne either. So what?
Yeah. But
what's the big deal?
But think about it. You have to be a part of a clique. There's this clique mentality out there. Either it's with the religion or politics or all kinds of social mediums. You have to be either in a clique or you're like an outcast. Like, okay, this guy, this girl is a rebel because they decide to speak on their own and they have the balls to say what they say and not take it back. Because, again, like a lot of times when you get on Facebook or whatever social mediums, you get a lot of people who attention whore to the lowest common denominator to get approvals or call kind of likes. They'll even like their own likes. So,
right.
You know, like, again, that's like the equivalent of licking your own nuts, but that's something else. But still, again, like if you're not in part of a group, you're part of a problem to them. And then, like, when you talk about certain things, yeah, they'll laugh and joke and like, yeah, that was cool. You're on point on that one. But then, like, again, when it talks about something, we talk about these little Bieber maniacs or Paula Deen or all the little ratchet shit that goes on when people get mad about Florida because it's just shit is what it is. They don't want to hear the truth about themselves or the things that they worship. So that's when you show, like, with things, be real serious when you talk about something that is personal to them, that means a whole lot to them.
Right. And, you know, even with the Florida thing, you know, people who get mad about that, if you get mad about me saying ratchet ass Florida, you're automatically blocked. Because if you're that sensitive, you don't need to watch my videos. You know, how dare you talk about Florida? And it'd just be that one lunatic. Because everybody else is like, I'm from Florida, and it is ratchet. You know, everybody else can just look at it and be like, yeah, I'm from Florida, but I'm not ratchet. you know, I'm from Florida. Yeah, there is some crazy news here, but I like your commentary. And you got the one long weirdo. How the hell do you talk about my state? My state has done nothing wrong. Every state has issues. Yeah, we know every state has issues, but y'all got the worst issues.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Calm down.
I mean, look at this. Like, I mean, look at this. She's like, we're people of color. We are black people. And we know, we look everywhere. You don't have to look hard to find some of the most ratchet shit. It's even in the family. Oh, I mean, like, we can't even complain. I'm like, we call it for what it is. Like, some people we don't fuck with. Some things, like, you know what? All right, we're going to talk about that and try to understand as best we can and keep it moving. We don't sit there and, like, get mad protests and kick walls and all that shit. It's not that serious. It just ain't.
Right. Like, I know a lot of black folks, you know, are on some ratchet shit. Am I going to get upset and keep saying it's not, you know, it's not all of us? Well, you know what? Honestly, it's too damn many of us. And I can admit that. It's too many of us out here just on some bullshit, doing some fucked up shit. We're killing each other. We're not doing the right thing. We're, you know, we're treating our brothers and sisters just on some evil shit. When you got little girls who will sit here and burn another little girl's hair, you got somebody who done got killed over a piece of chicken, this shit is getting ridiculous. And I would never, you know, act like, you know, we're beyond reproach. Yeah, we have a lot of issues in our community. So let's go ahead and discuss it and see what we can do as a people. But I think it's worse when people just try and make excuses like, oh, you know, instead of just owning up. Florida has some fucked up ass news. I ain't never seen such ratchetness in my life. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it comes from the sunshine state. Maybe it's the water. Maybe it's the fact that it's warm, you know, damn near all year round. I think that has a lot to do with it. But again, is it everybody in Florida? No. So why are you crying? If you're not ratchet, why are you upset? That's why me getting mad about people who make black women bashing videos. I get up every day. I take care of my kids. I handle my business. So if a man does not like black women and he thinks that all black women ain't shit and we're, you know, the scum of the earth, that's fine. He's not talking about me. So it's no sweat off my back because I handle my business. So, you know, if the shoe don't, if what they say, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit. I mean, why are you mad? You know what I mean? Like, if it's not concerning you, why are you that upset? That's because you were in Florida doing some ratchet ass shit and you feel guilty.
It's just embarrassing. And it's like, look, you just making a bigger asshole yourself. You know, just, you basically telling people, like, look, I am part of that fucked up clique. Why are you talking about us? Well, because you rose your hand.
Basically. Right. And it'd be so funny, you know, and people, like, and it's so funny because people be trying hard to find ratchet news from Minnesota. And when they do, I report on it. And, I mean, I'm not, my fucking state ain't been on reproach. I don't, you know, be up here like this. I go to work. I go out every now and then, but y'all know me. If I kick it, I'd much rather kick it out of town. That's why I can't wait for August because we are going to where? Vegas. You know, like, I don't do Minnesota like that. I just live here. You know, I miss the South. I miss living down in Charlotte, but this is where my job is, and I got to go where, you know, what pays me. So people go out their way to find me ratchet news from Minnesota, but what people don't understand, there's crazy news that happens here. Yeah, there's, you know, ratchet people here like anywhere else, but this news up here don't make national news. I talk about national news stories. Who the hell wants to talk about local news? Florida news makes national news because their stories are so crazy. So those are the news stories that you're going to see on Huffington Post. I'm the New York Daily. Philly news makes national news. Yeah. News from Texas makes national news. Ain't nobody checking for damn Idaho. Ain't nobody checking for Minnesota. Ain't nobody checking for Alaska. You know, so it's just like, I'm going off the national news. This is just what happens to be in the news at the time. Sorry if it happens to come out the Sunshine State. I'm not going down here making people eat people's faces. I'm just putting on the news. This is commentary. You know, like, it just kills me when people get, like, really, really upset. You know, so it's just funny. But let me explain to y'all what me and Bill O'Neill were talking about in the chat room, and I'm kind of salty. So let me, because Bill O'Neill is like, what is going on? Okay, so what happened is when I did my video about the Coach Bag giveaway, this girl came on there, and she said she'd been watching my videos forever. She's like, I love your videos, and, you know, I'm always on Blog Talk Radio. And her name has Bill O'Neill in it, okay? So this is what happened. Her name has Bill O'Neill in it. So when she said Blog Talk Radio and that she's been watching my video, my videos forever, I assumed it was Bill O'Nerd134. So I clicked on her profile. Y'all know I'm a fan just like anybody else. I'm not one of those YouTubers who feels like I can't watch other people's videos. I'm too good to, you know, leave comments. Or people know I will click on somebody's video. It could be a subscriber of mine. It cannot be. I'll leave a comment. You know, people have been very shocked sometimes. Well, they'll see a video and they'll see on the video. Was singing a song, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what's doing that? But it was funny. It was she was a big girl. She was like a bigger girl, and basically, you know that song, I Want to Be a Millionaire, so freaking bad. I forgot by Travis. I forgot his name, but he sings. It's called I Want to Be a Millionaire. So what this little girl did, she changed it to be I Want to Be a Skinny Girl, so freaking bad because she's plus size. And it was so cute how she remixed it. And I left her a comment. I was like, this song is so cute. You are so talented. I said, you know, don't worry about being a skinny girl. You're still young. You know, you still have time to grow into your body. I said, but this video is so funny. I was like, this is just an adorable video. So I thought it was damn Bill and Nerd. So I'm sitting here in the chat room like, oh, Bill and Nerd, you see my comment I left on your video? And he's like, what video? You know, I guess he don't make video. I said, well, damn, are you a boy or a girl? He was like, I'm a man. So it's not even the same person. So I'm thinking it's the girl from the chat room, but it's not. So Bill and Nerd is a man, and the little girl's video I was watching is a little girl. So I don't know who the little girl is. So she must obviously have a different username in the chat room. So that's what was going on. That's what me and Bill and Nerd were talking about. So I was, like, watching her video, and I thought it was Bill and Nerd from Blog Talk Radio, but Bill and Nerd is a man. Oh, my goodness. Who is We Are Legion expect us? Am I annoying? Somebody wants attention. Do you really want to kick We Are Legion out of the chat room? Yes. Bye.
Who gives a fuck? We Are Legion. Who the fuck are y'all?
Well, you know, that's anonymous, but they've been kicked out now. Bye. We don't like attention whores. Remember when that man came into the chat room and he was like, what's he kept saying, sexual stuff?
Yeah, that's... okay, you know, here's my whole thing. When you talk about when these people come in either chat room for attention or they bitch and complain to you about you just being yourself, this is kind of like if you're in an elevator and let's say you get on the elevator and you have bad gas from burritos and you blow that motherfucker up with gas and they get upset and you get off on the fourth floor. They follow you off the fourth floor, go to your office, and you blowing up still. They want something to complain about. I mean, like,
right.
Again, like, you could just turn down the hallway and get fresh air. For some reason, they like the smell of your ass for some reason. Like, refried burrito is the flavor of the day. That's just what it seems like to me. To me, personally, if there's something that's foul and I don't like it, I'm going to turn away from it. I ain't going to bother with it. But for some reason, these
right.
people like hurting themselves or embarrassing themselves. It's just ignorant. To me, it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't.
We got a lot of people in the house. We have like 30 people in the chat room. You talking about? They said, what the F is Ronan talking about? Ronan just took a sip of lean. That's what that is. Ronan feels good right now.
No, I ain't drinking.
Get that knee better.
No, I ain't drinking shit. I'm just calling things how I see it. Again, like, look, my thing is, okay, if you're going to sit there and like, if I know someone is prejudiced, I'm not going to fuck with that person. Period. I'm not going to follow this person
right.
to a Klan rally, watch them burn the cross and chase me up and down the hill and then have the nerve to complain about it. No. I'm not going to waste my time.
Right. Look, she's going to say, Lee, you talking about Lean Cuisine? No, boo. You missed our grub show. Oh, you know what? I was talking about this the other day on Facebook. Somebody was on my little wave video trying to sell Lean. I was like, no, Rhonda, they put their phone number and everything in the comment section. They're like, I got a few bottles of lean. Let me know. I got promethazine. I got this, this, and that. You could call me at this number. I sell the hell. I said, they must have been on our Blog Talk Radio show. I'm going to need y'all not to sell lean on YouTube. That's ratchet. I said, I wonder if they're from Florida. said a little, and then I posted it on Facebook. I said, somebody said a lean on my Lil Wayne video. And then somebody left a comment. They were like, dang, I wonder how, what she said. She was like, I probably want to try some. I said, I bet she probably caught that number. You know that's what they do in Texas.
Yes, they do. I'm going to leave that be. Yes, they
do. That's that shit. Oh, my goodness. No, tonight was a good night. It's good to see everybody in here. I see Bonafide Lovin' and College Girl. It's a lot of new people in here, too. I haven't seen their name before. But, yeah, we're going to do the giveaway. Oh, this is what I wanted to tell y'all, too, before we run out of time. We have, like, 34 minutes left. If y'all want to call in, y'all can, too. I'm going to give the purse away, but I'm thinking if we do it, we might as well just do it, like, via Facebook. Mm-hmm. I need you to help me come up with some questions, too. But the gift card, we're going to do that after I move because I have to have money. I have to save up some money. I got to get a rental truck and everything else so I don't have $300 right now to spend on gift cards because that's moving money. So once I move into my place, I will do the gift card giveaway. So I should be good by, let me see, I would think by August, second week of August, we can do the gift card giveaway. But I'm gonna give the Coach bag away this month because the dang on Coach bag was damn near $200. So I'm gonna give that away. But the gift cards we're gonna wait like another month. So like I said, I gotta move. No, I'm not moving out of state. I'm staying in Ratchet Ass, Minnesota. Thank you. No, my job is here. Everybody wants me to move down to Atlanta and back to North Carolina. But like I said, if y'all can find me a job making what I make here, I will move down south, but can't nobody find me a job making what I make here. You know, I tried to find IT work before I left the south, and I couldn't find anything. And, you know, you get paid a lot more in Ratchet, Minnesota, so I guess I'm going to just have to stay here. Ashley says, I need advice on cussing out my boss. Ashley, do you need your job? Because if you need your job, you don't need to cuss out your boss, ma'am.
Really? You don't need to cuss out your boss, why don't you just...
No, she said no. She a baller. She said no with an exclamation point. Are you planning on quitting your job? She said, hell no, my check was $150 yesterday.
Well, here's what you do. You go to your boss's desk, take a nice hearty shit, and then, like, have a conversation afterwards.
Shut your ass up. I'm not shitting on somebody, literally.
I just said shit on the desk. That's a message.
No, do y'all remember what we were talking about on that bus when the girl on the bus had got knocked out on the bus driver and Ronnie gonna say, I don't care, you're not gonna be on the bus throwing feces at me. Why not? I said, Ronnie, what are you doing when I was throwing shit on the bus? Ronnie is a mess.
Just being honest, you wanted advice. Now get a message.
He was like, ain't nobody throwing shit on me on the bus. I was like, I don't think she threw shit. I think she just spit on the man, Ron, and it's two different bodily functions.
Well, I mean, like, you think about the climate today, how people are being so ratchet and everything. They're going to go to the next level. I mean, spitting on someone, that warrants an ass whooping within itself. But again, hey, I'm just being brutally honest about it.
I swear, he's a set of mess. So Ashley says she works at Costco. Yeah, Costco, they're shell from what I've heard. If you don't want your job anymore, you know, you could cuss them out. But Ashley, honestly, I think you're too classy for that. You're too cute of a little girl. I look at you like a little girl because you like my little sister age. I think it's better if you tell him how you feel. You know, in like a respectable manner. No, don't do that, because Ronnie's going to get you arrested. And I don't need Ashley getting no criminal record. She lives in L.A. She's already typecast. We need her to do the right thing. No, Ashley, this is what you're going to do. You're going to give him your 2 weeks' notice, but let him know how you feel. You know, talk to him. Let him know what he did. Get it off your chest, but you don't have to be disrespectful, because you need to realize this, especially when you're young, the same people you see on your way up is the same people you'll see on your way down. So you never know. 5 years from now, he may end up owning Costco's. You may work for another company that has to do business with Costco's. And that manager that you done cussed out and disrespected, now you have to do business. business with him and he remembers you from 5 years ago from being disrespectful to him. So you never want to do that.
Or he might be that guy that be washing your windows at the stoplight. You never know.
I mean, that's true too, but you don't want to be that girl. You know, you still wanna leave on a respectful note, you know, and I understand how it can be with jobs, can be very frustrating. I know when I have left my last job, I wanted to cuss everybody out. But you know, you attract more people with honey than you do sugar. I mean, excuse me, than you do shit. You know, you attract more people with that, and you gotta realize what you put into the environment. So if you're just being, you know, nasty, belligerent towards him, you gotta expect that back. Did she say her boss called her the N-word?
And when she came to, there was a whole fucked up office, and the police were all over the place.
No, that's not what she said. I'm trying to read the chat. We're moving too fast.
That's Jamal.
College versus, I love my two college jobs. My bosses are nice. That's what's up. Ain't nothing better than a good boss. I like my boss. My boss is very cool. I like my boss. He's real nice. He bought me breakfast and everything a few weeks ago. And I was mad because I had just went to the dang on gas station and got a little cappuccino and I got a donut. So I'm like, you know, yay, I finally I splurged, got me a little cappuccino. Then he come in, you want some pancakes and some orange juice. I said, what? Okay. All right. Yeah, so he hooked us up. He's real cool. You know, he's very down to earth. And it's so funny because one day, because I'm quiet. A lot of people at my job, I don't fool with a lot of people at my job, period. I think I have like one friend at my job. But I just don't. It's not those type of job. It's not the type of job where you're trying to, you know, I don't know. I just don't be trying to be everybody's friend. People are fake, especially in the work environment. So I just tend to keep to myself. So the only person I really deal with, besides maybe one or two people, is my boss. So one day we had a status, you know, you got to meet one-on-one with your boss, you know, talking about what you've done, what you've accomplished that week. And especially with IT, we got to go over our stats and what we resolved, our resolve rate, all that stuff. So we talking about one-on-one status. He's steadily looking at me because he knows I do. He knows I'm a blogger, but I don't give them my information like that. I'm not like, oh, I'm lovely T, and, you know, that's none of their business. But if they happen to run across me, it is what it is. So we doing the status and stuff, and he's steadily just, you know, smiling. And so I'm like, what you laughing? I said, what you keep smiling for? And he was like, I watched your Shawty Low video. Y'all, I there just passed out. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, I watched your Shawty Low video. He was like, I was cracking up. He said, I couldn't believe that was you. I said, why? He was like, because. He's like, you look so different. He said, because you're just so quiet here. He's like, you just come in and do your work, and you run out the damn door. I was like, I know I do. And he was like, nah. He was like, I was agreeing with everything you were saying. He was like, because you were just so animated, and you were just speaking. And he was like, it was funny to see you in that environment as a vlogger. He was like, you know, he said, and I watched a few of your other videos. He's like, yeah, you're pretty good at what you do. He was like, I was just really surprised because he said, I watch, you know, YouTube all the time, and I never thought I would know somebody on YouTube. So it was just funny. I was like, sir, stop being a fan. You know, but it was funny. It was just cute the way he came at me and was like, yeah, I watch your, he was like, yeah, I watched your Shawty Low video. So I was cracking up. I was like, wow, that's awkward, you know, but he supports what I do, so. And, you know, they're aware of what I do because they knew about that before I got my job. I was very honest about what I do outside of work, but it's just not, you know, everybody's business. But, you know, as far as, like, your boss, though, I wouldn't, definitely don't burn down. Don't listen to Jamal. Jamal, why are you trying to get her a record? Talking about burn down Costco. You can always tell who has no job. Jamal done cussed out every boss, every manager. She is such a mess. No, do not burn down Costco's. I would just honestly, I would talk to him. You know, I would just honestly talk to him, let him know how you feel, you know, let him know where you're coming from. And if you need to quit, just go ahead and quit. But it's better to quit if you have something lined up. I will say that. It makes it a lot easier. Do you have your own place, or do you still live with your parents? Because if you live with mom and dad, shit, it's a wrap. When I live with my parents, I will quit a job in a heartbeat. I don't need this. My mama work and my daddy work. You know, when you're young, you can just quit a job. Now when you're older, shit, you better have something lined up. What'd she say? I'm with her parents, but I need my own money. You sure do.
Yeah, you do.
Is Costco hiring? Because my son needs his own job, too. I told him he's going to get a job as soon as he's 16. These kids will eat you out of house and home.
refund check hustle.
Yep, that's why. Yeah, they still claim to ask you on their refund taxes. I sure would too. I don't play that. That's the best time of year. We were talking about that a few episodes ago when it was tax time. Everybody was shopping and shit, getting new car, getting furniture, and everybody was broke on next month.
Every day I'm struggling.
It's a trick.
Every day I'm struggling.
It's always an EBT mom get the most back in tax money. I would never understand that.
Hey, is that poho hustle?
Somebody actually working, making $50,000-$60,000 a year, don't get back nothing. But somebody who don't work get back like $10,000, $8,000 in tax returns. I'm like, how is that okay? Crazy.
That's a whole other show.
Right. Ashley said her mom wants her to get an EBT card. Lord have mercy.
Oh, boy. Don't do it.
Your mom ain't the only one. It's a lot of people's parents who do that. Instead of their kid be of age, they be like, go on time to go apply for food stamps. One of my aunts made all her kids do that. She made them all go down and go apply for food stamps. I ain't going to be here just eating up shit. Y'all going to do something. Go down there and go apply for food stamps. You got to do what you got to do. Why are y'all trying to tell her to go apply at Magic City and strip and twerk on the internet? I'm going to need y'all to get y'all's life. We're supposed to be encouraging her to do the right thing. Oh, man. You know what's so crazy? All the girls that I know who were stripping when I was like, 18, 19, you know how everybody says that same thing to themselves. I'm just stripping to get through college. I'm just stripping to pay tuition. I'm just stripping, just to get some furniture, just whatever the hell.
Furniture?
I swear.
What?
Yes, I know somebody who went to the strip club to go strip to get a new living room set,
You were fucking up.
Yeah, she wanted a whole new living room set. She's like, how can I get some quick money? And they was like, well, go to the strip club. She got a little living room set, too. She was probably doing some strange things with some chains, but she did. She got her little furniture set.
Oh, yeah. There's some business in the champagne room.
I'm like, why are you stripping? She's like, girl, I need a new furniture set. I was like, oh, okay, well, do you. But anyways, with that being said, okay, the people that I remember when I was younger who got into stripping, and, that was her whole thing, I'm just stripping to pay tuition. I'm just stripping, to get to college and, once I have kids, I'm going to stop. Then they have a baby. They don't stop because now they got to get money to take care of their baby. Do you know we had went to a strip club? I'm talking about I just happened to go in there. It was during the day. Why did I go in the strip club? I've been to strip clubs. I go to strip clubs. I know that. If you've been following me for any amount of time, y'all know when I lived in Charlotte, we used to go to Onyx all the time. Onyx is more like a club with the strip club inside, and it's like one of the funnest strip clubs you can ever go to, strictly hip-hop. But anyways, I walked into the strip club up here in Minnesota. And I don't know if it was hot outside. I went to go get my nails done. And then I was like, let's just go up in the strip club, see, what they're doing in there. I was being nosy. It's me, my guy. So we walked up in there, and lo and behold, I'm talking about somebody I've known since I was 18 was still in there dancing. And we're in our 30s now. Yep. I was not filling out an application, little nerd. I was not trying to shake nothing my mama gave me. I mean, I could get up there, but nah, I like IT. I just, I like working on computers. There's nothing wrong with stripping if that's what you do. But I was just really shocked to see her, and she almost looked embarrassed. Why, don't be embarrassed. You sitting here topless. I mean, do you, boo? You got to be embarrassed. I was like, you still strip? I don't have no filter. So, the first thing is, like, when I sing, I'm like, oh, my God, I ain't seen you so long. How you been? And, we talk, I said, well, damn, you've been stripping ever since we was 18? And she kind of looked embarrassed. She's like, well, off and on. I'm like, well, did you not get your degree? Well, yeah, but And you could just tell she was just kind of saucy. Her face was all red and shit. It was funny. I was just like, damn, you still in here? Because she had more excuses for why she was stripping than anybody I knew. And to walk in and still see her, and I'm talking about we are in our 30s, ma'am, I'm going to need you to get to life.
I mean, how does a stripper retire? Is it like her thong get hung up in the rafters? Or what happens?
does her thong get hung up in
the I'm trying to say that. I mean, I've never seen a stripper retire. You know, this is our last dance. This cat, she's been with us for 24 years, and, you know, it's time to go away. She put her kids through college. I just want to know, I want to see how that happened.
You know what? You honestly can go to any, especially if you go to, like, the ones that are, like, hole-in-the-wall strip clubs.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
see all women in there. I mean, women in there who be, like, in their 40s, 50s, still dancing, toothless. I mean, it's that. It's a lifestyle you get caught up in because you start when you're young. You know, bona fide loving is saying stripping is not for me. It's not a career. She didn't get no degree. She sure didn't. Because what it is, you go in when you're young, so you're going at, like, 18.
Yeah.
You have a body of a goddess. You know, titties is firm, ass is firm, flat stomach. So they're in there like, you know, talking, just, you know, shake it, you know, making money, and it's quick money. And on top of that, you know, you getting attention because guys like ratchet girls. Guys like strippers and shit like that, especially young guys. You know, so it's like the girls who are going to school, I'm not saying all, but the girls who are going to school, are they the ones getting praised in the videos or is it the strippers? Thank you.
But I do have a complaint because some strippers have some questionable hygiene because I've seen one who had her leg cocked up and had a fan on, and she had some Febreze spraying in her little her area. And I was just scratching my head the whole night. I said, yeah, it's time to go home because this shit is bullshit. And you had guys, like, tucking dollars, like, right in that little, what's that little garter belt, like, right next to her thigh, like, dude, if you see what I'm saying. Like, just a little.
But I bet you if he were, them guys would have hit.
Yeah.
He was always top shit. They would have went to the champagne room with him.
Oh, I have seen some shit in there. There's a guy who married a stripper, and the same chick that he married, she went in the back room, she was doing some things, and he kissed her in the mouth like, dude, if you only knew.
But see, what I don't respect about dudes and billionaires is so right, hoes do be winning, and that's the thing. It's like we sit here and we praise strippers and escorts and stuff like that. Those are the people that you see. Look at Jocelyn on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. And granted, yes, nobody should be idolizing these people, but a lot of young girls do, regardless of what we say. A lot of people look up to women like Jocelyn. They're going to look up to her before they look up to me. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the real thing, though. Strippers win a round or two. They don't win the game. When it's all said and done, they do not win the fucking game. I mean, okay, it's like you playing full-court basketball. You got four quarters. They may win the first quarter, might even the first half. They don't win. They don't go in overtime. Their time is limited because gravity is a motherfucker. And hard living, too. So, again, like, you can't give a victory to Tucson Love to Hip Hop and Johnson's old masculine-looking ass. You can't do that.
She's a handsome hoe.
That's
what you're saying on Twitter. One of our little fans when I saw me. Why do you keep calling Jocelyn a handsome hoe? She ain't no handsome hoe. She is a handsome hoe.
She's a handsome chick. Yes.
She's pretty, but she's still, you know, I just think she's very mannish looking. She's just real mannish.
She's
doing her thing.
She does her damn thing with them big razors, them triple razors, because she knows she got that strong-ass jaw.
But that's what I'm saying. When you're young, those are what a lot of young girls are looking up to, them type of women. So they start in the club, 18, 19, you know. Then they get pregnant. They end up having a baby. Then they feel like, okay, well, this money's quick and easy as opposed to even if they are going to school, you can make $100 to $300 in one night as opposed to working a job at McDonald's. But like you said, at the end of it, is anybody really going to wipe you up? Is anybody really going to marry you necessarily? Are you really going to run into a Drake who's going to put you on blast like he did? You know, because when Drake really put that one girl on Mariah, whatever, she was like a real big-time stripper down in Texas.
Yeah.
So when he put on her video, you know, but a lot of girls, they don't get that treatment. That's like, you know, one in a million. Just like Amber Rose. You know, she was a stripper in a strip club in Philly, and she ended up getting with Kanye West, and now she has a baby with Wiz Khalifa. So it feels like that's what a lot of people's goals are, but they don't realize that's just like a luck, a chance. That's really not what happens to you when you get into the strip game. You usually just end up being an old, washed-up stripper.
Right, but success for a stripper to cross over, that's a lottery ball's chance of that happening. I mean, look at the ones who didn't make it, these old, decrepit chicks who are going to have these fucked-up tattoos in retirement homes or their great-grandmothers at 41. So it's not her pussy. Yeah, it does look like an old Arby sandwich, but
did. She had too much shit hanging out the side of that.
Like, damn, we need to tuck that. Dang, your Subway sandwich looking bad.
Yeah, we all know she has a vagina, but that damn, them pictures on World Star Hip Hop was not the business.
No, meat curtains are not sexy.
Right, people talking about Kim Kardashian, you know, she married Kim Zolciak, you know, she married now too, so it is, yeah, hoes do be winning.
See, y'all falling for the illusion again, hoes, they get points, they don't win championships, and not all hoes are stuck in the strip club, because some hoes go to Jared, but again, just because you married doesn't mean you shake the fact that you're a career bridesmaid. Think of the ones who got divorced several times, or, you know, their husband can't stay at home, or just like when you look at them, there's nothing about, that doesn't say anything about winning about them. When you look at them, like, you know, okay, you got the ring, but you're better off with a ring in the tub. You suck.
Let me ask y'all this, because I have to go off from one of my boy cousins about this. Now, he was dating this girl, and I'm not going to lie, she was a badass stripper. She was a white girl. And this was before all the damn booty implants and booty injections.
Yeah.
She had a body like a black chick. Oh, she was a bad chick. That was my girl, too. So she was a stripper in line. She was older than us. She was like 26. My cousin, like 18, 19. But he doing his thing. So they were talking, whatever. They was kicking it. And then it's like he started feeling some type of way about her stripping. And I'm like, how you going to get mad at her stripping? You met her in the strip club. Now you feel some type of way because you're with her, but you got to realize she's used to certain shit. She's been doing this since she was 18. She's 26 now. You a shorty. She's not about to change her life around for you. So either you're going to be cool with her lifestyle, you're not going to be cool with it. Why is it that when guys get with girls who are in the industry, who are strippers or, you know, who are exotic dancers or just whatever the hell, they start feeling some type of way once they get in a relationship with them, but it was cool when you was going to the strip club throwing your money on the stage? Somebody answer that for me. Thank you. Don't I type that once, fellas.
Hey, we got quiet in a bitch.
We got quiet. Look, they had a white girl with a black girl's ass. Everybody got quiet. Everybody imagined and shit. Now, she was a badass female. She was bad. That was my girl. She was cool as hell, too. She was bad.
Really, the thing I don't like about strippers, I don't like the window shopping element of it. I like the whole thing. I want to be able to have the whole fantasy and have breakfast too. So, yeah, I don't like to shortchange myself. Now, tender to dudes, that's cool with them. You know, they lose their rent money and they'll be back next week. So, that's them.
He tried to take her to church one time, and she was like, no, I'm cool.
No.
Yeah, I'm mad.
No. I mean, if you
go to church.
There's some hoes in church, too.
Yeah, but she wasn't trying to go.
Well, I mean, you go, okay, if you looking to go to church with a hoe, find a hoe that is in church who's trying to supposedly get her life right that day.
Right, Bill or Nerd, no, who asked that question? No, Bonafide Lovin' wants to know, would you guys date somebody who was in porn? Would you date a porn star?
You talking about official porn stars or unofficial?
Oh, I don't know. Bonafide Lovin', please reiterate. Because I don't know. We know there are bootleg porn stars out here. Anybody can put out a porno now and then claim it was leaked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd rather stick to recycling cans because I like to know what I'm getting.
Ashley says porn equals prostitution. Does it really?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think it doesn't. I look at prostitution more like
that's apples and oranges.
People on Craigslist or Backpages.
Because there's some people who are married and they are prostitutes. They pretty much hold their time out, like they tell you like time shares. So, but that's a whole different conversation.
She thinks porn equals prostitution.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
No, it's about...
They do have sex for money, but they're also having... But I think you're talking about, like, Vivid, maybe? Or are we just talking about the girl down the street?
That's unfortunately, that's gray area, because it all comes down to intensity and intent. Because there's some chicks who will prostitute themselves to get a ring. There's some guys who will pimp himself out for, you know, some ass. So, again, it's all about what their goal is. I mean, what is the currency? Well, I mean, what is the barter system between them people? Is he trying to get something? What is he trying to get out of it? Because prostitution isn't limited just to sex. I mean, it comes in different forms. I mean, some people prostitute themselves for life. Or a chick I know, which will go unnamed, she basically killed the ass for 2 strips of bacon. So, but that's a conversation.
You said for bacon?
Yeah. There's a bacon sandwich and no bread.
Okay, I'm done with that conversation. Anyway, the chat room is saying bacon. Jamal said church is like a kryptonite to strippers. Bonafide Lovin said in porn you have sex for money. I don't see any difference. College Girl says they agree with Ashley. Let's see. Elick was saying something. Oh, Elick Brown said Back Pages is a homeless man's Craigslist. Lord,
yeah.
Y'all about to have me fall out. That is so true. And what's so funny is a lot of people didn't know about Backpages.com until I did my video. And I'm like, I don't know about Backpages. You know what? And I don't know what it is up here, but that prostitution ring and all them prostitution, like how that lady tried to prostitute her dwarf daughter, prostitution is really big up here.
It's
looked at as normal. And I don't know if it's because most of the girls who I know who do shit on Backpages.com tend to be white girls. And a lot of them, and I'm not saying every white girl, so don't be like, oh, she's putting on white people. No, I'm not. The ones I know tend to be white girls. And I know one of the girls that I talked to, you know, she was like, just tell me like how she goes about doing it, how she gets her money. And I'm like, well, isn't this prostitution? And she was like, well, you know, whatever, I just get my money. I was like, well, personally, for me, I would be too scared to do something like that because there's too many crazy people out here, like the Craigslist killer, and you don't know who you're meeting. You know, you're thinking you're about to just, you know, suck some random dude off for $60, but he could blow your head off. You can contract some type of STD, you know. So that's the part that scares me, all that bootleg shit. You know, back in the day, you had people waiting on the corner, but now everything's done online, you know.
Yeah.
But prostitution and people, you know, especially doing it through the Internet is very big. You know, it's very, very big now, and it's really big up here. Like that young girl who pimped her cheerleader teammate, That's not rare. It is very big up here. And they were doing shit like that up here way before Craigslist, way before Backpages. I remember they used to have this thing called, it was like a local newspaper. And people would put ads in there. And it was all adult ads, adult sections and stuff like that. You know, so Minnesota be on some ratchet shit when it comes to that prostitution and, you know, Backpages and stuff like that. They're real big on that shit up here.
Hey, don't expect quality, though.
Everything.
Do not expect quality.
No. No, they're not no Kim Kardashian. No, just regular. Plain Jane.
Oh, it is premium ratchetness down there. You don't get the basic of basic.
Bonafide Lovin' says, should prostitution be legal? Yes, I think it should be. I think whatever two consenting adults want to do is their business. Fact something, if you get herpes on the side of your mouth, that. But I don't think that it should be legal, though. That's all shit.
Hey, if you really think about it, some marriages are forms of prostitution. If you look at how they're set up.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Ray J equals Magic B. Ray J, oh, my God. I was up one night. And I was watching his damn porn, the one he did with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I said, fuck it, let's watch Ray J. So I was watching it because I never really paid it any attention, and I had watched bits and pieces. So I really decided to watch it, and I was just like, damn, Ray J is really talking. Like, I was just like really, really surprised. I didn't realize Ray J was holding like that. I said, there's all these damn chicken heads be tripping off of Ray J like that, and he keep having all these damn reality shows. I was very surprised. I was surprised.
Well, I don't feel comfortable with that part, but okay.
Well, there's women in the chat room. Ashley, you know you done seen Ray J porno. Don't act new.
Lord. Look, I was not impressed with the porn. I've seen better.
Yeah, I was bored. I didn't say the porn was exciting. Don't get it twisted. I didn't say it was exciting. It was very boring. I said was that he was actually, you know, he was actually packing. But no, the porn was very boring. And I really thought the way they be hyping Kim up, that she would have been doing something like she's a pill princess. She wasn't doing anything in that point.
She wasn't doing shit. I mean, you might as well fuck the beanbag. That was just
It was boring.
Oh, wow.
Boring. It was nothing like the other. What's the girl from, we were talking about her a few weeks ago from Teen Mom? Farrah.
Oh, yeah. That was live.
Did you finally see it? Did you finally see it?
I saw that shit. That was
about
live.
Damn time. We asked you last time, and I ain't see it. I'm going to watch when I get ready to. And Ronan ain't said shit since. He's been watching it every day since.
I wouldn't say every day. I just had to make a, you know, sound review.
It was a trip, though. Why weren't you shocked? You weren't expecting that bummer. You weren't expecting that, admit it.
I was entertained. I mean, it was.
But you weren't expecting that. I was not expecting her to do everything she did. I was shocked. I was shocked that she could do everything she did. I was like, wow. To go from Teen Mom to this, I was very surprised. Yeah, her porno was nothing like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, it was different. I mean, it seemed like she covered her bases. I mean, Kim was just like bland oatmeal. I don't see why guys are chasing that. I mean, aside from, you know, her physical attributes, but this other chick, yeah, she got down. She was on her point.
They said it was a porno. Bonafide Lovin' said she loves James Dean. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, that was a trip. I was very shocked. I was shocked because, you know, I remember seeing Fire when she first came out on, you know, Teen Mom, and seeing her get slapped by her mama and everything she went through and them ugly-ass cries that she kept having, and to see her go from that to doing porn. I hope it was worth it for her. You know,
well,
I hope she invested that $700,000 that she got.
Well, you got to think about it, because her child is going to end up looking on the internet, and she's going to find that. And she got some explaining to do. So...
She does, and that's the thing. You know, she's a mother to a little girl. You know, I wonder how she feels to see her daughter, you know, do something like that when she gets older. So, you know, it's a lot of things you got to weigh, you know. Like I said, I don't knock anybody. As long as you're an adult and that's what you feel they need to do, that's on you, you know, to each his own.
Hmm.
Not for me, though, but to each his own.
Hey, we have our trifling moments. Just some people just sail to the lowest.
Put it on blast. Yes, she made $750,000 for that porno, just for having sex.
Yeah.
Ashley says, just for having sex, that's something that people do every day. Yeah, but everybody don't want to watch everybody. It's only certain people that people are interested in watching. I don't want to watch everybody have sex. But certain people I watch, and others I'm not interested.
Some were not meant to be seen. Some just were meant to be kept obscured. Like some things you just don't need to commit to memory. So...
But I don't want to see Wendy Williams have sex. I don't want to see her porn tape. I'm not interested.
That,
you get what I'm saying? So, like, everybody's not feeding for certain people's porn tape. But I guess people want to watch her because she's very thin and, you know, so.
That you watching animal porn then, because that is just gross.
Who would I want to watch on porn?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Let me think. You know what? I would love to see a Jay-Z and Beyonce porn tape. If something ever leaked of Beyonce and Jay-Z, oh, my God. Honestly, I would. I would love to see a Jay-Z and Beyonce porn tape. Sure would. Who else would I like to see? I don't know. Who would you like to see? She asked me. Y'all put the names in the chat.
Hey, well, since we're here, everybody put who would you like to see in the porno?
I don't know why I want to see Miss Paula Deen. Get out of my damn
pool. That's a National Geographic type shit. No.
Is that Paula Deen?
That's fucked up.
Some VH1 actress says about Chris Brown and Rihanna. I would love to see theirs. Because Rihanna's a freak.
Yeah,
I would
she
love to see
hell.
Yeah, she's
Miley
a freak.
Cyrus, that'd
Miley
be
Miley Cyrus, yeah, that'd be interesting. I would watch her. We have about a minute left. Name a few more names. Kelly Rowland, look, she's boring.
Yeah.
She's pretty, but she's boring to me.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to see her in a porno.
Mm.
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, no. Yeah, both your eyes poked out for that shit.
Oh, you know what? How about this? Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
I'm cool.
Quiet, like you're quiet.
Kiki Palmer, no.
Kiki Palmer, you know what? I look at Kiki Palmer like a little girl. I don't want to see her. Jamal, freak. She's all like, Kiki Palmer.
Janet Jackson, yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, I'll watch Janet. I would watch Angelina Jolie. I would not watch Chaka Khan. I would not watch Oprah and Stedman.
Pam Grier.
Sade. She seems kind of boring to me, too. She's pretty, but she's boring to me. I don't know. You would probably like that.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good college girl. She said the president. Michelle and Barack. Would you watch this porno? I would. I'm nosy. Will and Jada. I sure would. Big for the actress said Will and Jada. I would watch them because
Paula
I heard
Dean and Kunta Kinte.
I cannot stand y'all. Nicki Minaj, I would watch her.
Yeah.
Stacey Dash, hell no. I would not watch Stacey Dash. She don't know. She's coming or going, defending Paula Dean. Drake and Nicki, I would watch them. So the show is over. It's done. This show went by so fast. So thank you guys for joining us. Tonight was a wonderful night. This might be our last night. We're going to try and find another site. We're going to find something this week, Ron. We're going to look for either something on Blog TV, see if we can do Skype sessions, because I'm going to cancel my account with Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to try and figure something out. So you guys join us. I'll keep you guys posted, and we will be doing the giveaway. Sometimes we might just do the giveaway via Skype. Maybe we could do that. So
okay,
we'll figure out some stuff. People are still naming stuff. They're talking about Rosie Perez and they still naming stuff. They're like, dang, the radio show's over. They didn't even realize it was over.
They
still in there just talking away like we don't hear no where they go. The show's over, you guys.
Awesome.
All right, so we will talk to you guys later, and thank you guys for joining us tonight. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, y'all be safe.
Good night. Bye.